I owe you an apology.
What?
Mm. Yeah, this has happened.
This is
today.
Like, I mean, this is not normal behaviour, Pats. Mm. To be perfectly honest, you don't normally come with an I owe you an apology.
Mm. This has happened today.
Right.
And as soon as it happened, I was like, come on, Ruth, you're an adult now. You've got to own it. You've got to speak about it. You've got to say sorry. You've got to own your shit.
Okay, right. What are you apologising for?
So today, so obviously you have been logged out of the Instagram for a while.
Yes. Well, and you did say you had the login, but you've never actually shared it. And to be honest, I've not followed that up.
And what's transpired is there is a lot of unread messages in our Instagram inbox.
Right. Because who normally reads them?
Obviously it's
me. Yes.
This is me saying I'm sorry that I have overlooked the work that you put in to the Finding the Funny Instagram inbox, because I didn't realise how many messages we got on Instagram.
Yeah.
Because I very rarely go into that inbox. And today it flashed up on my phone that we've got quite a few unread messages.
Yes. Yes.
So after this, I'm going to change the password because I can't remember what the password is.
Right.
So I'm going to do a re-login.
A re-reg.
I'm going to send you the password because actually, I'm sorry for all the times I've slagged off what you don't do.
Exactly.
Because that is more of a job than I thought it was. So
exactly.
If you've messaged the Finding the Funny Instagram, it won't have been read.
No.
Because Angie hasn't been around.
Yeah. Well, very much appreciate that, Pat. So thank you. And yes, be ready, gang, for replies to messages. An acknowledgement of the fact that you are part of our crew.
Yeah.
Right. I felt it was important that we discussed the UK's sexiest man.
What the hell is going on?
That has come out, right?
Fuck the Tories.
Well,
cause the Tories.
The top three. Do you know the top three?
I know who the top one was.
Well, yeah, okay. But we'll get to that one. But your top three. Do you know who the other
two
are?
I don't know who second and third were.
Okay, so coming in third was one of your favourites, actually, that we have.
Gareth Southgate.
Gareth Southgate.
Yeah, nice.
What the fuck's that about?
Nice.
So Gareth comes in third. Second, we have Tom Holland, who I kind of get, but
I don't
get.
Yeah.
He looks like a 12-year-old boy.
I quite like Tom Holland.
Yeah. I mean, he seems
Let
like
a great
guy. Let
me just refresh my memory about what he looks like.
Yeah. Because he's currently dating, or has been dating for a while, Zendaya.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Do you know what
I
mean?
He is quite...
He's attractive, but I'm not sure he's number two attractive.
No.
In my books, anywho.
Well, his first picture on Instagram as well, he's holding a Stanley Cup, so that for me is enough.
Straight out. Straight out. You're gone, mate. Sorry, Tom. Yeah, we're not having you in our top 10, I'm afraid, mate.
There is something about him, but yeah, I see
and
what you mean.
And apparently he's supposed to be a really, really lovely guy. So I kind of think maybe that's what it's more about.
Maybe.
Yeah, so number two, Tom Holland. And coming in the top spot, at number one is Jeremy Clarkson.
What?
On what planet is he attractive to anyone?
Not just that, because I think, you know, I just think of all the sexiest men that there could have been. Now, look, each to their own.
Yes, true. Yeah, yeah.
You know, the beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Absolutely, yes, yes.
What I find staggering is not that people, that anybody finds him attractive. Like, I could see that people could.
I can't.
It's the fact that he got the number one spot of the UK's sexiest man.
For the second year. This is the second year.
Mate, it's the Tories.
I wonder if it's a bit like, and we have touched on this before, because I talked about Monty Don.
You did. You did. And you actually fancy him.
That's what I mean. And I wonder if it's a bit more about the ruggedness, especially now Clarkson's doing all his farming shit.
Yeah, it's rugged.
You know, is it that I'd love to be with Clarkson in a bale of hail?
Oh, no.
Bale of hail?
Bale of hail. I'd love to be fucking him in the hail if I could. Oh, that'd hurt, wouldn't it? That would hurt. Sex in the hail. Imagine if that was someone's fantasy.
Yeah, well, it probably is.
Oh,
sure,
I think
some
that'd
people
hurt.
Would like that.
I think that
you know, people like spanking and shit, don't they?
People like spanking. Spanking and shit.
I'm sure a bit of hail pummeling your buttocks. Some people are going to love that, aren't they?
It's not so much the buttocks, it's like the back and the breasts. I mean, can you imagine hail on the nippleage? That would be sore, wouldn't it? Although I suppose some people do like to.
That's what I mean. They like nipples. Yeah, they love to sort of pinch and bite and spank, all that stuff. Yeah. You know, some people are into that. So I think hail is probably.
Yeah.
You know, up for grabs for some people.
Oh, it's totally in the right bracket.
Yes. But yeah, I do wonder with Clarkson, is it a bit about the farming? The ruggedness, the, you know, slightly dirty, disheveled, rough kind of part of him.
He would be filth.
Filth, pure filth. I also do. I mean, I do find him quite funny at times.
Yeah, I do. I do, to be fair.
And TBS. I do think there is a bit of that as well. You know, it's like you say, Pats, it's all about, you know, a lot of it is about your personality, isn't it?
Oh, my God. Like, somebody being charming and, you know.
Funny.
And a really good conversationalist. And I'd imagine you could have a good conversation with Jeremy. Like, I think you could
I mean, you'd probably disagree with a lot of what he says.
Oh, for sure.
Yes.
For sure. But I think you could have quite, I think even if he was disagreeing with you, it could be quite, there could be quite a fun, flirtatious element to it.
Yeah, yeah. A bit like sort of Bojo, because people like him as well. Don't you, didn't you like
Bojo?
Yeah,
I did. Not like.
You really had a thing for Bojo.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. That, I mean, what the fuck is that about?
I don't know, because we'd end up like...
Oh, you'd end up smashing his face.
No, I don't condone violence. But can you imagine Bojo and I having a discussion about politics? Holy
that
shit.
That is not going to go well.
Just changing the subject slightly, my friend Martin listened to... I met Martin for a coffee over the weekend. He drove up to meet me. I used to work with Martin at a charity a number of years ago. He was the deputy CEO. He drove up to meet me. We met in Gerrard's Cross. And
nice, Gerrard's. You went in the Gerrard's,
He said, I listened to an episode of the podcast, you two are really funny, blah, blah, blah. And then he just said, I've just got a question. Is there three of you on it? And I was like, no. He said, who's Patty? I was like, oh my God, this needs to be, we need to do a new kind of, if you're new here, if you've just picked us up, if you've just found us, Patty is what Ange calls me. Quick story, quick overview. I put a sun hat on in America because I got a cold sore. I came out and she said, you look like you should be called Patty. And that's basically stuck.
It's stuck around.
But he was like, who's Patty? I was like, oh no. Anybody that's been listening has been thinking, people on that, because it's finding the funny with Ruth and Ange, and then there's this,
and then
like,
there's Patty being
bird
banded around.
Yeah. So I just thought I'd
let's clarify that. Yeah, like, right, Angie, that's a very good point.
Ange is Angie.
Yeah,
I am Ruth, aka Patty. Patois, Pat Sheens. Yeah. So.
Pat Sheens.
Just thought I should. Martin kind of reminded me that actually sometimes new people do find
that's
this.
True. Actually, yeah, I hadn't really thought about that. Actually, yeah. Pat. Yeah. Good to clear that up. Someone put in the box about what's going on their tits. Hang on, let me just find it so that I
is
can
it
meet.
About me? Have I been getting on their
it's
tits?
About you?
What have I been doing?
It's actually not just about you.
Oh.
It kind of could be me as well, but mainly you, I think.
Oh, God, bloody hell.
So this came from Elle's Bells. She just said, tits, people who post all their workouts on socials.
Oh, that's not fair, actually, Elle's Bells.
Pats, we have dissed people who do this. So, you know, I just thought it was quite funny that Elle's Bells put that in there. I was like, fair enough, Elle's Bells.
Fair enough.
It's actually Elle's underscore Bells.
Okay.
I mean, you've obviously been still in your fitness regime. You're still going for World's Strongest Woman.
Still in my fitness regime.
Yeah.
Managed to flip a 200kg tyre over the weekend.
Yeah.
Managed to you know, yeah, have a brutal workout with James of Wild.
Brutal.
Of Wild training. He is wild.
He sounds wild.
Then yesterday, Sunday, I was at the fertility show.
Yes, you were. How was all of that? Was that good?
Yeah, very good. Very good, actually. Yeah. Saw some people IRL. You know, we had little Norfolk Cottage on a few series back, didn't we? So yeah, Zara was there.
Yeah, love her.
Really nice to see her. It was lovely, actually. It's a really great day with lots and lots of variety and
Like, I know you're in a very different space with all of that now, but does it like take you back there a bit when you do that stuff?
It's hard. So I was on the panel with a woman called Jessica Hepburn, who is just a remarkable woman. She had 11 rounds of IVF, and none of them were successful. She lives childless. And she's written a few books, and she threw herself into just the most, like she did 21 challenges. Yeah. Like she's sort of thrown herself into this, like she swam 21 miles. She cycled 21 miles. And she wrote a book about it. And we were on a panel together and we'd never met before. I followed her on social media and she followed me and we'd never met before. And it was really lovely because so many people came up to us afterwards and were like, oh, how long have you and Jessica known each other? And how long have you and Jessica been friends? And there's sort of I think with anybody you meet who has struggled with infertility, there's already sort of a kind of...
a bond there.
Yeah. Mm. And you already sort of instantly trust each other weirdly because it's like, oh, you know what this is like. Mm. But I think what it is for me is that whenever you share anything about your life or anything about something that's been painful, there's always a cost, isn't there? There is always a cost to it. And there's always there's a sense of reliving that, you know, January 2018 to July 2019 for me was probably one of the darkest experiences of my life. And I, you know, have never forgotten what that was like, but to have to talk about it. And then obviously people come up to you afterwards who are in their own very difficult spaces, but it's a really good show, as in there's lots and lots of different stands there. There was one stand that was giving away sperm key rings that change color depending on how hot they get.
You should have got one of them. Sperm.
Because obviously there's a whole thing around if the testes get too warm.
Testes.
That hurt. That has a...
Don't you think the words for your ball sack are really good?
Testes.
Testes. Ball sack. Yeah. Scrotum.
Scrodizzle. Scrodiz. So it was really good. And it was so nice to see people that I've known online for a really long time and never met. And it was really nice to... and if you don't follow Jessica Hepburn, even if you've got kids or you haven't got kids, she's very funny and she's definitely worth a follow. It was a great day, but I do always feel that I get a bit of an emotional hangover afterwards.
Yeah, I can imagine that. A bit. Yeah. Now, you know, we had quite a discussion last week about the use of gloves at the petrol station.
Yes.
Okay, and that came in from Lucy. Lucy loves Rich.
Lucy loves Rich.
Now, she sent a voice message with a follow-on question regarding petrol station usage, which I thought, actually, this would be quite a good follow-up. I'll play it and see if you can hear it.
Emily. Couple of bits this week, Angie. First one, I felt the need of a voice note because I don't know if... I'll type it right. When you are at the petrol station, following on from the chat last week, do you stop filling your car up the minute it clicks, or do you just try and round it up to the pound or like the 50p or something like that? I don't think I can just stop at the click. It has to be round up. It would make me too nervous, I think.
I don't think I could just stop at the click.
Which got me thinking about... Yeah. Now, I am actually... If I'm if I'm at a particular point in the month where I don't have to think, shit, I can only actually put about 25 quid in my car.
25 quid? Quikey, I'm like a fiver. You're loaded.
Did you just say quikey?
Quikey.
Quikey. I actually love just going for the click.
No.
Yeah, I love a click. I love it. You just chuck it in there. You don't really have to watch. You just think, I'm just holding this until it clicks. Bang, bosh, in we go, pay. And I don't care if it's £54.32.
No. Oh, that makes me feel sick.
I knew you'd be like this. Why are you so weird? Like, and Lucy's the same. She's got to get to like a round number.
Hang on. When you turn the volume up in your car, do you have a number for the volume?
No. I just put it on whatever feels whatever mood. I'm
no,
in.
But does it go up like volume 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? Like, so you have a number. I bet you can stop on like 11, can't you?
I don't give a shit what number on
it. What? It's got to be an even number. It's got to be on an even number.
Why do you, and I'm imagining lots of other people, have this thing about...
I can't. It's like the you know, the kind of apps on my phone. I can't have like 400 notifications in my email box. I just can't. I can't do it. And when it comes to the click, I want to go and go. I'm like, I'm getting as much in here as I possibly can. I'm like, yeah, come on, click again. And I love it when the click becomes really quick. Like, it's just like click, 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 click. And you're really like, I'm jamming every last bit in this thing.
I mean, I do love, as again, we have spoken previously on episodes, Stephen Mahern. Have you seen his thing he does on In For A Penny?
Yes, at the petrol pump.
Yes, yeah. And I would love to play that game.
Yeah, try to stop at a...
Which is actually really hard to do. Have you tried to do that?
I can't not stop at a... Like, if it got to 69...
You'd have to go to 70.
70, yeah.
Yeah. Whereas I could not give a shit. Well, 69.02, great. Well, no,
if it got to 69, I could stop. But if it got to like 01.02, I'm like, no, I'm going to 70.
You wouldn't even go to a 50. Would you go to 69?
No, I'd go to a 50. Probably.
So as long as it's like around midway.
No, I could do like a 40. Yeah, I could. Because I couldn't do like a 65-45. I couldn't do that.
I think this is calling for a poll.
Shit.
A petrol poll. Petrol poll incoming.
A petrol poll. Do you go click, 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 click,
yeah,
click?
Yeah, do you just click? chuck your hose in? I love it. I love it when I can just chuck my hose in. I don't even have to look at the screen. I'm looking at that screen. I've just got my hand on the thing and I'm just taking in what's going on around me. Just everywhere else.
Oh my God. I love the fact that the reason that you love that it's got a click is that you can just zone out.
Yeah,
that is so you.
I don't have to think about it. I don't have to think about, oh, what number is it? Oh, no, it's on a 55. I better just stop now. No, I can just take it in. I can look around the forecourt. I can see who's using gloves, who's not using gloves. I can see if there's a hot man in a car. I can see if there's a doggy looking out the window. I can take it in and enjoy the process without having to worry about the numbers on the screen. That is a heavenly place in life.
Oh my God, I've got a story to tell you.
What?
I forgot to tell you this last week and it's really funny.
Right.
I don't know how it's just gone. But this is going to crack.
Is it a story that involves you?
Yes.
Brilliant. Okay, bring it on.
At the gym.
Oh, excited now. Okay,
right, this is really embarrassing.
Okay,
so
lovely.
Everybody's got to be really honoured that I'm prepared to bring this because this is really embarrassing.
Okay, yeah.
Right, so I've been for a swim.
Mm-hmm.
And I have got in the shower, got rinsed and everything. So I've come out with just my towel around me and a towel on my head.
Yes.
The only one in the changing room at this point.
Okay, yeah.
And I've got my shampoo and conditioner and stuff like that. And I didn't realise I hadn't zipped up my wash bag. So my shampoo falls out and slides under the bench.
Right. This is lining up to be great.
I had to pick it up. accidentally lose the back part of my towel. So I am now arse out, bending right down to reach under to get this shampoo, and the door opens. So I'm like, oh my God, everything goes slow motion. I sort of spin, and as I spin, I whack my head on one of the lockers, and I stand up and I just say to this woman, I'm so sorry I dropped my shampoo.
I've got a question for you. Okay, now this has come through.
Is this from a listener?
It's come from a listener, but it's actually a listener that we know. Okay.
Oh no, who's it from then?
So this is a question from our pal Carol Grant, who is, you know, an avid, she's been with us from the get-go, Carol.
We love Kaz.
Let's actually just do a little shout out for Kaz here.
Oh, because
she loves listening. She listens in her car, she does her commutes, and she quite often messages saying that she nearly wets herself.
Yeah, and every time we see her, she's like, oh my God, I love the pod.
Yeah, she is. She's cracking, Carol, mate. Carol,
my ass was out last week for you.
Right, so she's here saying, big question. When is Patty doing her open water swim thing?
Somebody else has sent that to me.
No excuses, now she loves a swim. And then she put in brackets, forgive me if this has happened and I missed it, by the way.
Actually, Carol, we've just beat you up and said you listen every week. Where the fuck have you been? Actually, we did that 3 months ago.
Yeah. Carol. So, I mean, she's actually posed quite a... Because you're now in your fitness regime and you're into swimming.
I'm in my fitness era. I'm in my fitness era.
You know, and obviously it's getting warmer. We could.
I'm up for it.
We could revisit this open water swim thing.
I am up for it. I've always been up for it. You've just got to tell me where to go because you said there's a lake near you.
Well, and the thing is, okay, I'm going to put this out here this week. Okay, I am going to go.
Do it on Saturday.
Okay, 25th.
25th. 25th.
I don't think I've got anything happening on the 25th.
So let's listen. You find the place. Okay. Tell me where I've got to go. I'll be there with my swimmers.
Okay, and we'll get some shit. We'll get this open water swimming shit thing.
We'll get it done.
Okay, fine. So you give me the login for the Finding the Funny, so we can at least start reporting on this, and we can keep people up to date. We can be journalists.
And here is Ange, the roving reporter, down at the lake, checking whether it is right and whether the
pH levels,
and the algae are safe enough to swim. Ange, over to you at the lake.
Yes, we can do all that shit.
Yeah.
Okay, so potentially we're looking at this coming Saturday, 25th.
Yes.
Now, this tits came through from Noodle 2408.
Okay.
Now, this is something I have also noticed, and it has sort of gets on my tits a little bit as well, to be honest. And when Noodle sent it, I thought, okay, now... Unfortunately, this also kind of relates to you again this week.
What the fuck?
So this has been, it's been a bit of a heavy week for you.
What am
week,
I doing Pat. Now?
It's not just you. It's lots of people do it, but it does piss me off a little bit.
Oh,
so Noodle says, okay, so this is her message. Tell me... ... insert something twatty here without telling me ... insert something twatty here is getting on my shitting tits.
I've done it once, so you can fuck off. I've done it once.
Tell me you haven't flipped a tyre without telling me you have flipped a tyre.
I've done it once.
Yes, okay, and that's fine, Pat. Yeah. I'm sure I've probably done it once. I'm sure lots of people have done it once. Mm,
so I am not putting myself there for this one. Okay?
But doesn't it irritate you a little bit?
I don't find it that irritating.
Oh, tell me I've taken a shit without telling me I've taken a shit. It's just like, just Just say what it is you've done. Why do you have to be all like, you know, bloody mysterious about it?
I don't mind it. I feel like it's you hate all of these trends.
I do. I hate all of them.
You hated the like spring is springing.
Yes.
My hair is hairing. I'm in my clean girl era.
Whole like it's giving. It's giving.
Oh yeah, you hate. I mean, I actually found the era thing more annoying than the tell me you've just done a workout without telling me you've just done a workout.
No, they're all the same in my opinion.
Are they?
And the thing is, it literally is just like a bandwagon. Everyone starts doing it, so everyone starts doing it. And I'm like, why?
Tell me you've jumped on the bandwagon without telling me you've jumped on the bandwagon.
Yes, yeah, that would actually fit really well.
That would, wouldn't it? Yeah.
But that whole thing about, you know, just showing a picture of something and, you know, tell me you've given up wine
without telling me you've given up wine.
Yeah.
You haven't given up wine because you're still an alcoholic, Sandra. I saw you staggering out of the pub just last week. So you might be on Instagram saying you're in your clean girl era.
But you're lying.
You're lying
to yourself and you're lying to the socials.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, I just...
Is it Noodle that sent that in?
Noodle2408, yeah.
Noodle2408, I'm all right with it.
I'm with Noodle, and I actually think a lot of people will be with me on this.
Mate, let's do a poll.
That's another poll. There's another poll.
Let's make it poll-tastic this week. We haven't done a lot on the socials for a while.
No, well, that's because I don't have access.
What hasn't been happening is there's been no replying to emails. I'm not sure you do a lot of the content on there. Thank you very much. So another episode in the bag.
There we go, gang.
Remember, there's loads of ways that you can get in touch with Ange and I. You can find us both on Instagram. I'm at Ruth_Gordon, she's at Ange Gordon.
You can find the podcast on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast.
Or you can send us an email, findingthefunnypodcast@gmail.com. But Ange and I will be back next week helping you to find more of the funny.